The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
The Grace Evangelical Society's National Annual Conference 2024 is coming soon. And today on Grace in Focus, we want to invite you to it and give you a little taste of what it's like. Make plans to be with us this year at Camp Copus in Denton, Texas, May the 20th through the 23rd. Find out more information about it and get registered at our website, faithalone.org. Today we take you back to our conference 2023, and Ken Yates is interviewing a family, and they'll be talking about the great time that they had. Once again, it's faithalone.org, and here's Ken Yates now with the Halsey family.
We are broadcasting this or recording this from right outside of Denton, Texas at Camp Copus, where we are attending the GES National Conference, Vital Issues of Free Grace, and I have my greatest guest ever with me today on this podcast. I've done a lot of podcasts with Bob and with other folks, but this is my favorite because I'm here with a mom and her two daughters, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves. First off, the mom.
Hi, I'm Annette.
Okay, and who are these lovely young ladies who are with us?
I'm Lydia Halsey.
And Lydia, how old are you?
9.
9 years old. And then our final guest?
I'm Claire, and I'm 11.
And 11. And just so our listeners will know, not only is this a lovely family, but they are a lovely military family. Annette's husband and the girl's dad is in the Army. They move around a lot, and this is one of the reasons I love this, these guests, is because, like these two young ladies, I was an Army brat. I spent, until I was a junior in high school, my dad was in the Army. So I have an idea of what it's like to be in the Army. And in fact, they are right now living in Fort Knox. And that is where I was born. And I still remember the gold depository there. I'd drive it by it when I was about your age, Clara. That's when I lived there. And I would see the gold depository and all that. So, and before that, you were in Alaska. Annette, why don't you tell us, what is it like to be a military mom and a military wife?
I have to depend on God a lot. We have to change plans a lot. We find ourselves without a support structure where we are. And I would say I'm an outgoing person. I make friends quickly. But when you get somewhere and you've never met anyone before, you have to make friendships. You have to figure out who would you trust enough to leave your kids with if there's an emergency. You have to find a church. I'm very thankful for my family, which we keep in contact with by phone, but we have never been very close to geographically.
Now, you mentioned the church situation. What is it like as a Free Grace person having to move every 3 years? And one of the comments we hear from people is how hard it is in a lot of areas to find a Free Grace church. So it must be particularly hard for you guys because you're moving so often.
I look at the Free Grace Church Tracker, and I hope we can get moved one of the places I see a good church. And then when we figure out where we are, we look for a church. We have never had a Free Grace Church as a home church. We find churches that are willing to have discussions based on the Bible, not on other things, that have a high regard of Scripture, that have good community. But we do not have a Free Grace Christian family surrounding us where we are.
I've met Annette and Lydia and Clara through our Zoom classes. Annette is a very devoted listener on our Zoom classes, and every now and then the girls will join in. And what has that meant for you as far as getting teaching from a Free Grace perspective as a military wife, since you have to move so often?
I have thanked God for it quite often. I get to ask questions of people who have studied the Bible, who look at things from a Free Grace perspective. I get to make you talk for minutes and minutes and minutes trying to answer my questions. Thank you very much. But I'm able to have discussions. Some of it's the advantage of being able to talk to someone who studied the issues, and some of it's just being able to discuss issues with other people from a Free Grace perspective. We both read the Bible, but sometimes you miss something when you read it. Sometimes you don't think of a verse, and to be able to talk that out, I feel like I've grown a lot in my understanding of the Bible.
Well, I haven't asked an important question yet, which is, how did you first become acquainted with Free Grace Theology? Did you grow up in it? Did you have a parent, or how did you first come connected with like GES and Free Grace Theology?
I grew up believing when I was very small, I believed if you ask Jesus into your heart, you will go to heaven when you die. So I would say I was saved then because I was sure of it. And then I love to read, always have loved to read. And I read a theological book that said, no, if God leaves your heart, you can never be renewed again. And I started asking questions. And for about 15 years, I never got really good answers. And I was so afraid I was going to hell. I never shelved God. I wanted to follow God. But it terrified me. I would almost have panic attacks that I'm going to hell because I knew John 3:16 was in there, but I also knew there are these other verses that sound like you have to work. And my husband's first duty station, we were within a short-ish drive, 3-4 hour drive of my aunt and uncle. And we'd go and see them, and they attend a Free Grace church.
Oh.
And the first sermon I heard there, it sounded like this pastor was saying you could not lose your salvation. So I asked him afterwards, and he said, no, you cannot. He said, you can lose rewards. There's good reasons for following God, for not living in sin as a believer. But you can't lose your salvation. And I was not convinced, but I don't remember exactly the order. I listened to some more sermons from the church when I got home. I did a word study on salvation in Psalms and was convinced that salvation does not always mean being saved from hell. It can mean being saved from other things as well, and context is important. And I remember my joy when I was convinced that I really could not lose my eternal life. And it was one of the happiest days of my life.
Wow. And then that's a great story.
It's coming. It'll be here before you know it. What am I talking about? The Grace Evangelical Society's National Conference 2024. It will take place May the 20th through the 23rd at Camp Copus, an absolutely beautiful campground in North Texas, right on the lake with lots of recreation, great food, a great place to stay, wonderful fellowship, and wonderful Free Grace Bible teaching. Information and online registration now at faithalone.org/events. Come and join us, faithalone.org/events.
I have a little story. My aunt had told me about GES's commentary. I didn't realize that the church, there were other ones associated. And I'd looked at it online, and I'd put it in the cart online to order from GES. And I thought, you know what, with budget right now, I probably better not. The next day I got home and it was sitting on my porch. My aunt had ordered it for me, unbeknownst to me. And once I found the GES website, then I got the magazine. Once a podcast started, we started listening to that. And last year we were listening to the podcast and they kept advertising the conference. And I thought, we could never go. And then I thought, why couldn't we go? They were doing VBS. So with active children and my husband deployed, I thought that would still be a possibility. And so I started praying for it and trying to work towards it, and it worked.
Well, we are so glad you were here last year and this year. Wow, and thank you for that story. I knew a lot of that, but some of it I didn't know. So thank you, Annette, for sharing that with us. And she mentioned the VBS, so I want to ask Lydia and Clara, first off, let me just say something. I taught one of the sessions at I'm just calling it VBS. These kids, you wouldn't believe how smart, not just Clara and Lydia are, but just all the kids there. I would say there's probably 15 kids there or something like that. It's unbelievable how much Bible they know. So, Annette, you're doing a really, really good job. Clara, tell me, what do you think about the VBS classes that you're attending?
I think they're fun.
Okay, and what do you do? What do you typically do? I know you have a Bible study, but what kind of activities do you do?
So, the morning we'll sign in and we'll get our name tags and our folders, and then we'll go and make crafts until we do a lesson, and then we'll probably go and do putt-putt or frisbee golf.
Oh, wow.
And then we come back and we play with Nerf guns or work on crafts, and then we do another Bible lesson and maybe work on a quick craft and then check out.
I have to tell you all a story about Clara. Last year when I was teaching the class, I don't even remember what we were talking about, and Clara goes, well, the Greek word for salvation is sozo. This was a 10-year-old. I was like, what is the deal with this? I said, Annette, I don't know what kind of cereal you're feeding these kids, but it was incredible. And by the way, we played putt-putt last night, and Clara beat me like a drum on two games. Lydia, what about you? What do you like about the classes? What stands out for you?
I like playing putt-putt.
Uh-huh.
And going to the classes really helps me make new friends, and that can be really helpful.
Right.
Sometimes.
Now, do you like get away from all of us old folks and getting around just the young people like you? Is that a good thing?
I don't know.
You don't want to hurt my feelings, huh? You can hurt my feelings. That's okay. Okay, so, Annette, what do you like most about the conferences? Or what stands out for you? Not necessarily what do you like the most, but what stands out for you?
Well, since you asked me what I like the most, the fellowship is probably the top slot. Mm-hmm. You know, the people you sit by during a talk, you might talk to them between breaks, over meals, doing swimming. You get to talk to people, and that is the number one draw. I love the talks. I could listen to those online later. But seeing the slides and getting the handouts and getting to ask questions is great. And the talks are always informative and interesting. I like everything being in the same spot on Camp Copus. I can park the car and not turn it on for 3 days, which with a large-ish family is very nice. We can go back to our room if we need to change or if we need to take a nap for the small children and come back and still be engaged.
So the idea of it being at Camp Copus, because for those who don't know, in the past, GES had these conferences more like in a conference center or in a hotel kind of setting. And what would happen is, like, for lunch, there wasn't a place for everybody to eat, so everybody would just go out on their own to different restaurants. But here, one of the reasons we moved it here is that everything would be centralized. People can eat here. There's a dining hall here where everyone can eat. We think that's the best thing to do. From what I'm telling you, you would kind of agree with that.
I very much like that. I was never at one of the other conferences, so I can't compare, but I like everything being here.
Okay, good, good, good. Now, what do you think about we have sessions where the people are able to ask questions. Like, at the end of the day, we have a whole hour where it's just questions. You know, no one's given a talk, but the speakers are up there. You can ask any of the speakers questions. Is that something that you find helpful?
I am swimming with 4 children in the pool. I think my husband enjoyed those.
Oh, so your husband's here. Okay. Okay, so any last comments? I'm going to ask all 3, and I don't want to put the young ladies on the spot, but any last comments about what you think about the conference or anything you want to add? Annette, we'll start with you.
This is pretty much the highlight of our year.
Well, thank you for saying that. Lydia, what do you have to say?
I think my favorite part was listening to Catherine's talks.
Oh, Catherine is my daughter, and so she enjoyed that one. And Clara, what about you? And don't say beating me in putt-putt. What would you say? What's your favorite part?
VBS.
Well, for all of our listeners, I know you join me in thanking Annette and Lydia and Clara for being a part of this podcast. I told you it would be the greatest podcast we ever did. And remember,
keep grace in focus.
I invite you to check out our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday 5-minute YouTube videos at YouTube Grace Evangelical Society. You will love the content and learn a lot. There are a lot of costs involved in staying on the air. That's why we so much appreciate our financial partners. If you'd like to learn how to become one, you can find out more by going to faithalone.org. On the next episode, what about decision-making and God's will? Is God's will a dot that we have to find? What if we mess up? Please join us for that episode, and until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The proceeding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.